Barb woke me up and said, something's wrong. There's smoke coming and heavy. So I looked out the window, front window, and garbage cans, which we had put out the night before, were blown over. The wind was howling. The air was full of cinders. And
Barbara and Andrew McCarthy had a lot going for them in the early morning hours of October 9th, 2017. They had a full tank of gas in their car and moved it out of their garage before the power went out.
So we said, we better get out of here. And about that time, one of the staff came by. He kept hollering, evacuate, evacuate.
Andy had retired from the San Francisco Police Department, where he rode in the mounted unit and handled his share of chaos. But that was more than 45 years ago.
I could have done better. I think I could have stayed longer and packed up some stuff if I had to do it over again, you know. But not too many second chances in life. You have to do right the first time. You
know. And we did grab some clothes and some other things, but still nothing that we should have gotten. You know how it is. Because 2:30 in the morning, you're not thinking very clearly.
But I don't really know how it is. I mean, I don't know what I
would
do.
I hope you never find out.
Barbara is 91 and Andy 97 years old. They lived in their Santa Rosa home just west of Coffee Park for 35 years before the Tubbs fire took it. It was one of the last of some 5,000 homes to burn.
The rest of the block was fine. Even next door didn't even have any smoke damage.
Since the fire, their mostly retired neighbors have scattered.
Our best friend went south to live with her daughter in Bakersfield, so she's gone for good. And some of the others aren't coming back either.
The McCarthys have not gone far. They are renting an apartment near their former home. They were fortunate to find it and to get a quick, complete payment from their insurance company.
But having to buy everything else is kind of overwhelming, you know, all your kitchen stuff and everything else. And every time I turn around, I reach for something, don't have it. I have to put it on my list to buy.
They may look for a different apartment, but they have no plans to rebuild.
I think there's too much involved in getting it set up, you know, draperies, for instance, and the yard. He's not up to taking care of the yard anymore.
I'm 97 now, and your lifestyle is gone, especially at our age. We can't make up all that stuff. My thinking is that we quit grieving over what's gone by and try to make the most of the few years we have left.
In Santa Rosa, Jenna Lane, KCBS.